Now it's time for the Garden Guru to start us off with the third hour of Garden Talk for this morning. Good morning, Mr. Mark Weber.
So do you know what plant I am?
I do not. I know this has been a tough one this morning.
It amazes me that no one has got it right yet. We'll find out if someone will win a $25 gift card to Knollwood right after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to the Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And a good Saturday morning to each and every one of you as we roll into hour number three of Garden Talk right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. My name is Mark Weber, and I am so glad that you have joined us this wonderful, wonderful Saturday morning in Southwest Ohio. And as we begin this third and final hour of Garden Talk, let me tell you a little bit about what we do here on Garden Talk. First of all, we spend time talking to each and every one of you at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. And that will put you into the Master Control Studios where Colton is at the helm and will be more than happy to help you along the way at improving your yard, garden, and landscape. And folks, we're here today to talk to you about what's going on in your yard. We would love to share with you today at 457-1290, that's 457-1290, about what's going on in your yard, garden, and landscape, and spend time with you about all of the things that we can do to help you. Today's program is all about helping, and we've got open lines at 457-1290. And don't forget, we have a pending question that's on the plate today. It's all about what plant I am, and we have gone for nearly 2 hours and some odd minutes with this question, and as of yet, no one has gotten it right, and I'll read it to you one more time. I am a cool season grass. I require great expense to own me and to keep me. I am adapted to cool, humid regions, and I prefer sunny areas, but will tolerate some shade. I tolerate low temperatures, but will discolor early in the fall with cooler temperatures. I can be found in nearly every country in the world. I am identified by my uniquely fine textured shiny leaves. I have to be frequently watered, mowed, aerated, dethatching with high levels of fertility. And also, if you walk or play on me when I'm frozen, you will probably most likely kill me. And literally, there are thousands of different types of me, but most importantly, three unique types of me that are found. What might I be? 457-1290, and let's head to Amy in Greenville. Amy in Greenville, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
You need some help.
Well, I have a burning bush, a butterfly bush that wants to grow more than I want it to. And I'm wondering whether I can treat it like I do my mums. My mums, I cut back halfway in Memorial Day and again at the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. Could I do a similar cutting to a butterfly bush to keep it in control?
Well, butterfly bush is one of these plants that can't make up its mind if it's a perennial or a woody shrub. If you're living down south with a butterfly bush, it's a woody shrub. Up in the northern states, it can behave either way. So let's begin with this. You need to wait to probably right around Mother's Day. And when you see new growth come out of it, typically what we do is cut all the dead out and leave the new growth alone.
Right.
And at that point in time, you will get lots of flowers. It blooms on new wood, which means the wood that's there, even if it would die down to the ground, you typically get resprouts from the bottom up, which means you can cut the dead out. But I would forewarn you not to do a lot of pruning on it this time of year because you could endanger its livelihood.
Okay, but what about like another cut in the middle of summer to control the height? Can I do that, or is it not going to like me?
You can cut all you want.
I'm just going to lose blooms, I realize.
Yeah, you're just going to lose blooms, but you'll regenerate new blooms in the process.
Okay, we'll give it a shot.
Okay, good luck to you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. 457-1290, and let's go to Hillsboro, and let's go talk to John. John, good morning.
Good morning.
So what plant do you think I am, John?
Okay, well, you're either, and I'm not sure how to pronounce
it. No. You only get one answer, John. You don't get more than one answer.
All right. Then it's zoysia grass, I think is the pronunciation.
The word is, zoysia, and it's, no, that's not, that's a southern grass, John. That's not an,
all right.
That's not a northern, that's not a cool season grass. That's a warm season grass.
Can I take another guess?
No. You got to call back. You only get one guess. That's the rules.
All right, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Concerning blackberries and grapevines. I live in Hillsboro, Southern Ohio. Real hard clay soil. And I've planted blackberries and grapevines for like 6 years now and can't really get them to do nothing. What am I doing wrong?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is site and soil conditions. Blackberries and grapes both require 100% full sun. So make sure that we're giving them full sun. Are we giving them full sun?
Yeah, they're right out in the middle of the yard, kind of.
Okay, how much competition is there in and near the base of those plants? How much grass?
Well,
how
none,
much?
Because what I done was made like a bed, like a flower bed, and got rid of all the grass, and then planted them and mulched around them.
Okay. I would generally say tell you that mulching on grapevines and blackberries can be hazardous to their health.
Okay.
Related to nitrogen issues and also related to mice issues.
All right.
So let's not do that.
Okay.
Tell me how do you prune them?
Well, on the blackberries, they're cane blackberries, so they produce from the stalk from last year.
Right.
And I try to keep them around 5 feet.
And how do you do that?
At the end of the summer, fall, I just prune the ends off. You know, and any dead ones that are in it, I prune out.
Okay. Well, generally, with blackberries, what we're doing is we're trying to produce one single cane for next year on that plant. And so when that cane is growing that first growing season, remember, this is a plant that really behaves like a biennial, which means that the canes that are produced this year will be the canes that will produce fruit for the following year.
Yeah.
Okay. So when those new canes are coming out of the ground and they get about belly button height on you or I, and with me, that's probably about 4.5-5 feet. Then you pinch out the top of that cane. That will, in of itself, produce a plant that will branch, and that branching is where you will get the fruits. Fruit is born on the blackberry. It won't be born on that main stalk. So I think maybe part of your issue is you're not pinching them early enough in the game. Now, after they bear fruit and the fruit's been picked, then you come in and cut out those canes that you pinched the year before.
Okay, so once they get about 4 or 5 foot tall, the new shoots from this year, cut the pit and the ends of them off.
Yeah, and all you do, there's no thorns on those new ends, and all you can do is just pinch it out with your hands.
Okay.
Right,
now, would it make a difference that there is a very small creek that, and I have a pond, I have an acre pond, it's probably about 70 feet from them, and they're up a hill from the pond, they're not on the same level, and then I got two different patches of them, actually, I planted, and the other one has a creek that runs probably about 20 feet from it.
It could affect it because blackberries are really allergic, so to speak, to wet, poorly oxygenated soils. So that might be a worry there. I mean, you may have some soils that have some temporary flooding going on, which would cause some issues.
I know the ground holds water. You know, I mean, it's placed.
And I would not be growing blackberries. The other question is, the blackberries that you planted, were they virus indexed plants when you bought them? Were these something you dug out of the woods?
Oh, no. There's some of them. The Anomics family gave to me, and they're great. They live right down the road from me.
But were they nursery plants?
Yeah, they're nursery plants. They're not wild blackberries. No.
Okay, because the point being is you have to have virus index plants when you plant brambles.
Okay.
And okay. As far as grapes are concerned, what type of grapes are you trying to grow?
I got like three different types. There's the purple Concord, there's the green ones, and the red ones. I can't remember the names.
Okay, I need to know the names. Would they be maybe Delaware or maybe Niagara or something like that?
That's one of them. Niagara's one of them, yeah.
Okay, those are all Lambrusco types, which are our native grapes. So typically when we grow any grape, we have to grow them on a trellis system. And we're training them up from one stalk at the base to create this trunk-like structure. And then we're forming the grapevine into a curtain where we have a main stalk that follows wires. And then from there, we prune back a certain number of buds every year.
I've never been able to get them to do that.
Okay.
I've never been able to get them to grow long enough to even, you know,
Are these growing near a creek or something again or not?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
You've got too much wetness going on, would be my guess.
So move them as far as I can away from the...
Yeah, and I would do a perk test before you do any of this. What I want you to do is go outside today and dig a hole that's 12 inches wide, 12 inches deep, and 12 inches wide, and fill it full of water. Put a measuring stick in it and see how long it takes for it to drain away.
Okay, well, right... probably 40 feet from my blackberries and grapevines. I just last week dug some fence post holes for my cows, you know, to put up a barbed wire, and I dug them probably 32 inches deep, and right now they're standing probably 12 inches deep of water.
That's too much water. They need to be sited in a place that when you fill it with water, it's gone in 24 hours.
Okay, well, my holes, if I dig a hole more than probably 12 inches, it fills itself up with water.
Yeah, that's too wet. Those plants are literally dying because they're underwater.
Okay, so it's not going to work where I have them then.
Yeah, you got to get them the heck out of Dodge. Sir, I must run because of the constraints of time, but thank you.
All right, thank you.
Good luck. Bye-bye. No one's got it right yet. Nobody. And we're running out of time. I may have to give more clues when we come back. We'll give you an updated weather forecast and more garden talk after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, I'm Larry Hanskin with Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Hometown Realty. And Richard, I'm sure through the years you've had clients who've taken their time in making that very big decision about whether or not to put their home on the market. But for someone who has life make that decision for them, whether it's a job transfer, a death in the family, or some other unforeseen circumstance, they've got to sell their home and sell it quickly. What can you do for them?
Well, first of all, they have to be as informed as possible. This helps make a sound decision to protect the integrity of your investment. We're a team of experts that's with you every step of the process, from the first phone call to attending a closing with you. We're working hard just for you. We have a plan of action that's customized for each home that we sell to make sure you get top dollar.
So if someone wants to sell their home in a matter of weeks instead of months, what should they do?
They need to call me at 937-477-1411.
I can spot a winner when I see one. Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Hometown Realty. The number again?
477-1411.
Here with Hope for Today, lead pastor of Fairhaven Church, David Smith.
At Fairhaven Church, we often say to each other, I'm a broken person, and so are you. We are broken, yet with tremendous hope. We're a group of people on a journey in a world that raises many questions, but provides few answers. We're a lot more alike than different, regardless of our upbringing, what part of town we grew up in, or what labels we place on ourselves. At Fairhaven Church, we're brought together by an amazing hope which we don't have to do anything to earn, but are simply invited to accept. We look for answers together in this uncertain world, and we find them. We would love to have you join us.
Hope for Today with David Smith, Lead Pastor, with campuses in Centerville, Northmont, and Springboro. For information, visit fairhavenchurch.org. Fairhaven Church, find hope.
Toxlagers is our name.
Family owned since 1959, our mission has always been to bring you quality plants at affordable prices. Stockslagers, the perfect meeting place for your gardening group. Experts are available in our well-equipped potting shed for hands-on demonstrations. To schedule, call 687-2722, stockslagers.com. 1 mile west of New Lebanon on U.S. 35.
Stockslagers Greenhouse and Garden Center.
I'm Robin Trzynski from the Original Mattress Factory. If you're considering paying retail price for a new mattress, this is your wake-up call. Why is there suddenly a mattress store on every corner? Well, just Google mattress markups. Original Mattress is a private label mattress brand sold directly to the public. We own the factory and the store. Why? Ethics. Let's just say excessive markups don't fit our values. Just say no to the middleman. The Original Mattress Factory, thoughtfully made, honestly priced. OriginalMattress.com.
Remember when life had limits? Now you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited data. Heck, you can even get unlimited trips to the salad bar. But none of that feels as good as driving a sparkling clean car. That's what Mike's Unlimited Car Wash plans are for. Pick an unlimited plan at Mike's Car Wash and you can drive through as often as you'd like. All for one low monthly price. That's a recipe for unlimited happiness. Drive into Mike's Car Wash today. Sign up for an unlimited plan and never drive dirty again.
Many baby boomers will pay more taxes in retirement than during their highest wage earning years. Avoid this trap. Visit MyRetirementProtected.com. Hi, this is Chuck Oliver, wealth strategist and best-selling author. I have real solutions for you to keep what you've worked so hard to earn. Visit MyRetirementProtected.com. Don't waste time waiting for a new administration to solve what is a tax trap headed our way. Get answers now at MyRetirementProtected.com. I'll teach you how you can gain tax-free growth on your retirement savings. Visit MyRetirementProtected.com.
Counterparts Kitchen Designs, ready to transform your kitchen into your special place. We beat big box store prices. Mark Gosel invites you to come in and check out their amazing kitchen and bath displays. Also check out their large displays of granite and quartz countertops. Your dream kitchen will come alive on big screen TVs. See Counterparts Kitchen Design March 17th through 19th at the Dayton Home and Garden Show at the Convention Center downtown, or at their showroom 800 West Main next to CVS in Troy. Your dream kitchen can come true with Counterparts Kitchen Design.
All news, all morning, and the analysis you trust all day with Herman Cain, Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everybody. It is 8:24. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Could see a passing rain or snow shower through this morning. Temperatures will be holding around the lower to middle 40s into the afternoon. Breezy at times with wind gusts over 20 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll clear those skies out. We fall to around 30 degrees. Tomorrow, we'll see a lot more sunshine and seasonal with highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new live Doppler HG7 radar is clear. We've got overcast skies, 42 degrees on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and garden talk. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, back to garden talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And the views and opinions expressed here on Garden Talk are purely based on science and best practices. Okay, Colton, I'm going to have to give away more clues, I guess, because unfortunately we've done this for nearly an hour.
I guess. I've never seen one go this long.
2 hours and 30 minutes and no one's got it. So I'll read it through and give another clue. What plant I am for March 18th of 2017? I am a cool season grass. And by the way, I'm a specialty grass. I require great expense to own me and keep me. I adapt to cool, humid climates well. I prefer sunny areas and tolerate some shade, and I tolerate low temperatures. Particularly, I will become discolored during low temperatures in early fall. I can be found nearly in every country in the world. I can be identified by my fine textured shiny leaves. I require frequent mowing, and I mean frequent mowing, daily mowing in most places where I'm kept here in Ohio. And I require aerating. I require dethatching. I require high degrees of fertilizer. And there are literally thousands of different types of me that are classified into three unique groups. Now, those three unique groups may have words that begin with C. They may begin with words that begin with V. Okay. Now, Colton.
Yes.
The big clue of all clues is you can play on me. 457-1290. 457-1290. What plant am I? Let's go talk to Carla. Is this Carla? Yeah. Hi, Carla. Good morning. Welcome to Garden Talk.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How can I help you?
I have some milkweed in my backyard, and it was there last year, and it's kind of starting to recede back. The grass is taking over. So I had my landscaping company come out, and I just kind of want to double-check their recommendation before I get it.
You mean, what do you call, you mean milkweed or milk?
Mill.
How do you spell that?
N-I-L.
Nimblewill.
Oh, Nimblewill?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I saw this. He put milkweed on the call screen, and I'm going, okay, she wants to talk about milkweed when she actually wants to talk about Nimblewill.
Yeah, that.
Okay, it's really okay. We unfortunately in the world of plants have some really strange things that we deal with. Nimblewill is an interesting plant from the standpoint is that it spreads by underground rhizomes. It can become a real battle in the control. It typically is found where soils are kind of wet, so to speak, and where we have long periods of turf that's under stress. There are some selective herbicides that will reduce it around one called Tenacity. My best advice though is really look at your fertility range. Mm-hmm. Make sure that we're fertilizing to the maximum level that turf requires. Make sure that we're doing hollow tine core aeration, and make sure that we're mowing at the right height and giving that grass all it needs to grow.
Okay.
And if you've got it to the point that you've got more Nimblewill than you do turf grass, then you might very well consider doing a total torch out, kill everything, and start all over again.
Okay. That was the initial recommendation, but they came out, and they was like they wanted to see it before they tell me what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only up where I plant onions behind my house, and it's only right there where I actually water the garden.
Okay. Well, then that might be an area to do a total kill and then do your thing. But, again, this is a weed that likes to show up in turf that's under stress.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, and best of luck to you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
457-1290 is the number of the dial. And tell you what, tell Jay that we'll catch with him next week, okay? Because we've got to get John Scott up on that line. So, folks, what plant may I be on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO?
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. On air, online at WHIO.com and in the WHIO app. The home of Fox News in the Miami Valley. Your news starts now.
It's 8:30. I'm Jonah Hottie with an AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO news update. Our top story, the UD Flyers never backed down up until the very end of last night's game, and now they're coming home.
Chance of a passing rain or snow shower today with temperatures in the lower to middle 40s. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydax. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
From the WHIO 24-hour team traffic center, crews are en route to a property damage crash on South Edwin C. Moses Boulevard in Dayton. Also a hit and run on East 5th Street in Dayton. That's been reported. Freeway is looking all clear. And our top story, after last night, the season has ended for the Flyers.
In a game that was close the entire way, Scoochie Smith kept UD in it in the first half.
Rebound is dug out on the floor by Kyle Davis. Pushes it ahead to Scooch. Scooch plays it in.
Larry Hanskin with the call. Scooch scored 15 of his 25 points in the first half, but UD went nearly 8 minutes without a field goal in the second half. Zap Brown's three-pointer put the Shockers up 51-45 with 5:40 remaining, as the Flyers never recovered after that. Dayton's season comes to an end with a 24-8 record.
WHIO's John Tisdall reporting. Here's the Storm Center 7 forecast.
Clouds linger through the day. Chance of a passing rain or snow shower. Temperatures will push into the lower to middle 40s. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Live Doppler 7 HD radar is clear. 41 degrees in Springfield, 42 degrees in Dayton at 832. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, the home of Fox News. We report, you decide.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, you'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks and trucks to get you through the winter snow. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website, DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale Chevrolet.
Hey, if you need to sell your home without all the headaches most people experience. Hey, Sean Hannity here to tell you that after years of buying, selling, investing millions of dollars in real estate, that all real estate agents do not operate the same way. Now, what makes the difference between a home selling fast and for top dollar and one that sits on the market for months and doesn't even sell at all? Well, you have one agent right in your backyard that I trust if I needed to sell my home. I'm talking about Tammy Holmes of HER Realtors. She services the entire Dayton area, attracts hundreds of buyers every week, and sells a home on average every 24 hours. Tammy spends thousands of dollars every month and creates demand for your home, which makes it sell faster and for more money. Now, you risk nothing, since at any point, if you're not happy, well, you can get out of the contract free and clear and pay nothing. But trust me, that's not going to happen. Don't play games with your home. Call Tammy Holmes at 937-506-0500 or online at DaytonGuarantee.com. That's DaytonGuarantee.com. And you can start packing.
It's Hot Spring Spa's 40th anniversary, and we want you to celebrate with us. With over 1 million Hot Springs customers celebrating with us, it's bound to be the best celebration ever. How about a brand new Hot Springs hot tub or an endless pool fitness system purchased the way you want to purchase it with huge savings? Want 0% financing on your hot tub? You've got it. With up to $2,000 of additional savings. Want special rate financing? You got that too. With up to $2,500 of additional savings. Just want the best deal you can get? Got that too. With up to $3,000 off cash sales. How about an endless pool fitness system with up to $5,000 off? Get that as well. Come celebrate our anniversary with us and get the savings you've always wanted and the payments you've always hoped you could get. Your hot tub or endless pool will be there just in time for spring. And don't forget your Traeger smokers, your Yeti coolers, and your Soul Casual outdoor furniture. Hurry in today. This offers for a limited time only.
Hot Spring Spas, 6100 Wilmington Pike, or visit hotspring-dayton.com. Hot Spring Spas, every day made better.
WHIO News Time is 8:35. Right now, we continue to monitor news, weather, and traffic in Dayton's only 24-hour newsroom. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Let's spend some time to take a walk through the Garden Gate with John Scott from Knollwood Garden Center and Landscape on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, Mr. John.
Good morning, Mr. Weber. How are you today?
I'm well. Did you wear some green yesterday so you didn't get pinched by somebody?
Well, you know, I'm very lucky in the fact that, you know, our colors are green here at Knollwood, so I'm pretty safe. Valentine's is the only holiday I still have to worry about having the right color on, so.
Well, John, you picked a great topic today. Tell us about it.
Well, Mark, you know, it's time for a lot of us to be thinking about that early season vegetable garden. And normally around St. Patrick's Day is the time people really start thinking about one of the first crops that we put subterranean, which would be something like potatoes. Potatoes are something that obviously the weather hasn't been great, soil temperatures are starting to move a little bit. But since we're planting those seed potatoes, you know, 4 inches or so below the ground, typically this time of year below what we expect the soil is going to freeze, that is one project that we can get going with. And, you know, we've talked about growing potatoes for a number of years, Mark, and and it was interesting as last year I actually did a seminar on early season vegetable gardening and was doing some research and came upon this term called chitting, and it's C-H-I-T-T-I-N-G, and had a lot of fun with that word in our seminars, but I never really heard of chitting potatoes, and it makes sense. You always talk about things that make horticultural sense. I remember last week you were, you know, talking about some of the different fertilizations necessary for plants to really make them do their things, and so the idea with doing this process to your potatoes is you pick a potato, and it's got a number of eyes on there, and you actually put it in a somewhat well-lit area, and it's going to be sort of warm, 50 degrees or so, and, you know, a week or so before you're planting those potatoes, you actually let these eyes start to develop. You start to let them sprout, sort of like the bean sprout. So you've got some good, strong sprouts going on this potato before you put it in the ground. That way, you're sort of decreasing your growth time. You're trying to speed that crop up a little bit, get a little bit of an earlier harvest. And along with that, a lot of people in certain states, and we're not terrible here in Ohio, have a lot of potato blight issues and certain varieties. A lot of people, Mark, are growing these specialty potatoes now. It's not the days, you know, when I was a kid, it's just, you know, good old Red Pontiac and Kennebec and Yukon Gold. There's all these different fingerlings, which I know you're into. And there's some different varieties out there that are a little bit more susceptible to some disease. So the idea is also to decrease the time that crop is in the ground so that you reduce its exposure to some of the different potato blights that come along. So I had some really interesting ideas of why people do this process. I know last year we planted basically two rows of potatoes, and just for fun, we thought, okay, well, let's do that process, that chitting process on one row and not the other. And it was sort of interesting to watch that when they broke ground in particular, the ones that we had chitted were up about 2 to 3 weeks sooner than what the ones were that we didn't, and just gave it sort of an interesting side-by-side comparison. And, you know, we talk about on apple trees, you know, you get all these blooms, you get all these apples, and sometimes you thin out your apple tree crop so you get nice big fruit. That's sort of the idea when these sprouts come up too, is you thin out some of those sprouts, so you're only left with about 3 sprouts so that you get some larger potatoes as opposed to a bunch of little potatoes. So
how was the yields on the chitted potatoes versus the non? Did you notice anything different?
To be honest with you, and that's why I put in the blog site, still relatively similar. But yet when I plant my seed potatoes, you know, I am very careful that I only have, you know, 2 to 3 eyes at most per potato when they go in the ground. So once again, I'm sort of doing the reduction of how many sprouts could come off that potato at time of planting. But so I'd say, you know, at harvest, was there that big of a difference? No, wasn't that big of a difference. But I thought it was interesting on, like I said, they were ready about, you know, 1 to 2 weeks earlier what the other crop was. It was, you could really start digging them. So
interesting. Mr. Scott, as always, thank you so much and have a great and glorious day.
You too, Mark. We'll see
you. You take care. Bye-bye.
You've been through the Garden Gate with John Scott from Knollwood Garden Center and Landscape. The Garden Talk phone lines are open. Call the garden guru, Mark Weber, at 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial. Don't forget, Garden Talk starts every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. and we run till 9 a.m. We would love to hear your voices on any time at 457-1290. We have had an impending question all morning today of what plant I am, and it's been one that has quite frankly stumped most of you. And I will tell you the answer is forthcoming. I am a cool season specialty grass. I require great expense to own me and keep me. I adapt well to cool, humid regions, and I prefer sunny areas that will tolerate some shade, but not a whole lot. I tolerate cold temperatures, but however, I will discolor by being exposed to them. Also, if you walk on me while I'm frozen, you will probably most likely kill me, or kill me pretty close. I can be found in nearly every country in the world. I can be identified as a fine textured leaves that are shiny. I require frequent watering. I require frequent aerating. I require frequent thatching. And I require high levels of nutrition through fertility. There are thousands of types of me. However, I am classified into three unique groups. Three unique groups. So, let's begin. What plant am I? Let's first of all go to Vandalia and talk to Cecil. Cecil, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Doing just fine.
Cecil, what plant am I?
Zoya.
Zoya.
Zoya grass.
Yeah, I'm not. Zoysia grass, again, is a warm season grass. It's not a cool season grass.
Okay.
I am a cool season grass, Cecil. So I do appreciate your call, and I hope you have a really super good day, okay?
Well, thank you. And also, I wanted to let you know that I think your program is very informational and helps me out a lot.
I'm glad, Cecil. Be sure to tell your friends and neighbors, okay?
Okay, will do. Have a great day.
Right. God bless you, sir. Bye-bye. 457-1290. What could I be? What may I be? 457-1290. Let's go to Inglewood. Let's talk to Brian. Brian, good morning. Welcome to Garden Talk.
Good morning.
What plant am I, Brian?
I think you're Poa annua.
I'm so sorry, Brian. I am not Poa annuum. But thank you so much for the call.
Thanks.
Have a good day, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye. 457-1290. Remember, one of the tips is I'm played on. 457-1290. What plant am I? This is a great question today, and it seems to have stumped many of you. And as always, I try to write these things so that they are fun. Let's go to Hillsboro, Ohio, and let's go talk to John. John, good morning. Welcome to Garden Talk.
Good morning.
What plant am I, John?
I'm going with Bermuda.
Yeah, you know, Bermuda grass, John, again, it's like Zoysia. It's a warm season grass. So I'm not a warm season grass. I am a cool season grass. So, but good attempt, great attempt. But unfortunately, no celery stick today for you. Okay.
All right, I'm lost, man. All right, thank you.
All right, bye bye. All right, Colton, are you prepared?
I am. Absolutely, I've been prepared, man.
All right. Good morning, Barbara. Welcome to Garden Talk.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you, Barbara?
I'm just fine.
I thought it was you when I saw your name. Okay, Barbara, you ready?
I'm ready.
I am a cool season specialty grass. I require a great degree of expense to own me and to keep me. I am adapted to cool, humid regions. And I prefer sunny areas, but will tolerate some shade. I am tolerant of low temperatures, but will discolor in early fall because of them. And if you step on me when I'm frozen, I very well may die. I can be found nearly in every country of the world. To identify me, I have fine textured shiny leaves. I require incredible high frequency. In fact, I require mowing in the summer months daily. I require frequent watering, particularly in the morning hours. I require aeration. I require dethatching. And I finally require an enormous lot of fertilizers. There are thousands of types of me, and I am classified into three separate unique types. Barbara, finally, what plant am I?
Bent grass.
I am bent grass. Yes.
Yay!
You won.
Well, it's time to go see Mr. John again, so.
Well, you know, bent grass is unique in the standpoint. There's three basic types of bent grass. There's creeping bent, common bent, and then there's velvet bent. And you think, my God, I feel bent. The interesting part is velvet bent is predominantly found in Europe. It's found as an estate lawn. It's used in golf courses because it's a grass that can be cut quite low and requires, you know, high degree of maintenance. Now, interesting part is that velvet bent has really created a real resurgence of popularity in the UK in the last few years because of disease problems that come with common bent and creeping bent. And I will tell you that the thing about bent grass is that it's found on like putting greens and places like that.
Right.
And it requires people who are golf course superintendents who are really good at growing grass, very intense cultivation. I mean, these guys mow this stuff daily. They water it daily. They use a number of fungicides to protect it against a number of different diseases. Bent grass is an extremely expensive grass to have, to keep, and maintain. I have been fortunate to actually walk on bent grass that was planted back in the 1920s that's still alive to this day, and the amount of work that goes into making a bent grass green is extraordinary. So next time you drive by your local golf course and complain about what they charge for greens fees and that type of thing, I will assure you there's a reason why it costs money to play golf, and one of which is the maintenance of the bent grass. And ma'am, you have won yourself a $25 gift card to a place that I know you will take full advantage of because I have known you for a very, very long time.
You can count on that.
Yeah, I know you will. Barbara, I hope you and Fred have a really wonderful day today, and I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Wonderful. Thanks, Mark. Great talking to you.
Take good care of you, okay?
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Colton, you have Barbara back on the line so you can get her definite things. Well, folks, today's What Planet I Am was an absolute fun one, and I'm so glad that so many of you struggled with it, and I hopefully you have a whole new appreciation of what bent grass is and its uses in the golf course industry. You know, it's one of those things where people go by and think, well, that's ridiculous. They have to pay that much for greens fees and blah, 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 blah. And when you consider they're growing grass in a very artificial way to create these beautiful, lush, carpeted areas, and they take enormous amount of work, effort, and money to maintain. And so when you are mowing your lawn and you think you want it to look like a golf course, remember, particularly on a putting green, that it's not going to happen unless you plan to spend lots of money growing bent grass. And remember, bluegrass is not bent grass, and turf-type tall fescue is not bent grass. So remember, grasses are like the difference between a Ford Chevy and a Cadillac and a Kia and all the other car brands. They all have their unique features and qualities, and utilizing them in the way that they were intended to use will keep you in really good shape. Well, folks, when we come back, we'll give you an updated weather forecast and continue with Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dairy Queen in Centerville now has the best ever selection of blizzards, including the Oreo Mint Blizzard. Get into Centerville DQ for St. Patrick's Day and any special occasion DQ cakes. Order 2 days ahead, 434-3240. Get soft pretzels and amazing sandwiches at Centerville DQ, 9110 Dayton, Lebanon Pike. La Pinata Restaurant in Centerville Place near Kroger's is the dining choice for any special occasion. Come in for La Pinata's Friday Special, 27-ounce margarita, just $5.99, plus classic combos and extraordinary specials. Come to Centerville Place for authentic Mexican cuisine. Go to la-pinata.com. Wall-to-wall, floor-to-ceiling. Played Again Sports and Cross Point Center in Centerville has that spring fever feeling. Get ready for the games and train. Baseball gear, lacrosse, golf, tennis, and their great choice of fitness equipment. New and used, trade in for an upgrade. Save money for your team. Play ball at Played Again Sports, Cross Point Center, I-675, Exit 4.
I'm Robin Trzynski from the Original Mattress Factory. If you're considering paying retail price for a new mattress, this is your wake-up call. Why is there suddenly a mattress store on every corner? Well, just Google mattress markups. Original Mattress is a private label mattress brand sold directly to the public. We own the factory and the store. Why? Ethics. Let's just say excessive markups don't fit our values. Just say no to the middleman. The Original Mattress Factory, thoughtfully made, honestly priced. OriginalMattress.com.
Have you been thinking about retiring? It could be the most important decision of your life. Tune in to Russell Total Wealth Radio Saturdays at 1 p.m. and now on Sundays at 11 a.m. right here on WHIO for answers to your questions about how to maximize your money during retirement. Plus, learn strategies about minimizing your taxes. Get the facts and learn about all of your options. Tune in Saturdays at 1 p.m. and now Sundays at 11 a.m. on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, part of our Ask the Expert weekends.
David Cemetery has been serving the families of the Miami Valley since 1826. In 2011, we built our first outdoor columbarium, and in 2015, completed our second. You may be asking, what is a columbarium? A columbarium is a chamber or wall in which urns containing cremations are stored. For more information, call 937-434-2255 or go to davidcemetery.com. David Cemetery, generations of care.
We're serving up more laughs at La Comedia Dinner Theater as the Church Basement Ladies return to our stage in Away in the Basement. This hilarious musical comedy will have you laughing until your side dish hurts. The Church Basement Ladies in Away in the Basement is now playing at La Comedia Dinner Theater. See it for half price by using your La Comedia loyalty card. Call 1-800-677-9505 for more information or visit lacomedia.com. La Comedia Dinner Theater, a taste to Broadway.
I'm Tom Grunkmeyer, president of Buckeye EcoCare, with a few of the reasons why our company is the area's lawn care leader. Buckeye EcoCare has the best trained, most experienced lawn care professionals in the Miami Valley. We provide outstanding customer service, and we customize a program that's just right for each and every one of our clients. We've been improving the look and health of area lawns for over 30 years, so trust the professionals at Buckeye EcoCare, because I'll treat your lawn just like my lawn.
Due to special programming, Cash Explosion will be seen on MeTV this Saturday. Watch Cash Explosion this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. on MeTV WHIO Classic Television. The Ohio Lottery. Play today.
Dayton's most accurate and dependable winter weather forecasts are on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. WHIO.com. And the WHIO app.
This snowstorm is pounding the Dayton area right now.
Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 8:54. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Could see a passing rain or snow shower through this morning. Temperatures will be holding around the lower to middle 40s into the afternoon. Breezy at times with wind gusts over 20 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll clear those skies out. We fall to around 30 degrees. Tomorrow, we'll see a lot more sunshine and seasonal with highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new live Doppler HG7 radar is clear. We are resting, what I believe is 42 degrees on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and news, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial as we continue with this morning's broadcast. Don't forget, during the week, you can always reach me at area code 937-835-3381. That's my office number, or visit WeberLandscaping.com. Let's head back to the telephone lines. Let's head up to Northridge and talk to Dusty. Good morning, Dusty. Welcome to Garden Talk.
Yeah, how are you today?
I'm well, sir. How may I be of service to you?
Well, I got a question about leaves and grass.
Okay.
I'm one of these, and I learned a long time ago. I was born in Hartville, Ohio, which is a good old-fashioned Amish country. And I learned a long time ago, you mulch your grass with your leaves. Just leave them out there, let them fall, whatever.
Right.
And my property here, as I said, I'm in the village of Northridge, right on the corner. I'm on the northwest corner of Cardinal and Foster, and right across the street from me on the southwest corner is a church property. And they're one of these that are out there raking the leaves all the time and cutting the grass all the time and fertilizing all the time, whatever. And I'll swear, when it gets done, my grass looks every bit as good as theirs.
I'm sure it does. And, you know, and the reality is, and this is this, I talk about this every year, particularly in the fall season on Garden Talk. The reality is you don't need to rake your leaves. The reality is that you can chop those leaves up with a mower. And if you do so, you are going to create a lot of organic forms of fertilizer that are going to go into the soil. You're going to build organic matter into the soil. And finally, you're going to be making your lawn a lot healthier. And at the same time, not plugging up the landfills and causing excessive costs to our municipalities. So,
yes.
Yeah, and I will say it's a really good thing to, you know, apply mulch and make your own mulch by mowing. In fact, scientifically, if we apply this principle of chopping up the grass clippings and chopping up the turf from with leaves on it, that we'll actually gain an extra pound of actual pound of nitrogen per year to our lawn that will help it actually look better. So my guess is, sir, you're probably got a full pound of extra nitrogen on your lawn than what those other folks do.
Yeah, well, like I said, I was born and bred in Hartville, Ohio, if you happen to know where that is.
Yeah, I know Hartville. I used to kind of live down the road from where Hartville is. I actually used to live on US 30. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, of course, we had a couple of farms down there, and, of course, I grew up on that, you know, that as a kid. And then, of course, when we moved to moved to Dayton, Ohio, and then here to Northridge, and... when I'm over here at this property, and I'm remembering, you know, what, because I was the Amish that they sharecropped, you know, our farms down there and everything. And they were the ones that taught me about the mulching. Just leave the leaves down there, and that's what we do. And then when you go out, you cut the grass, and the leaves are there, and of course you're cutting them up, you know, and whatever. And I'll swear, I think my grass looks better than it does across the street.
Well, congratulations to you. Congratulations to you, good sir, and I thank you so much for being part of the program, and we'll talk to you soon. Well, folks, that'll wrap it up for this week's edition of Garden Talk. A very special thanks to Colton for putting up with me for the last 3 hours. A very special thanks to each and every one of you for listening. And please tell your friends, neighbors, and family about Garden Talk, because we're always here to help you along the way. And as I remember the very words that I spoke on a beautiful, beautiful March day some 26 years ago, and are very true on today's world as well. Gardening, my friends, was a great quest in life. It's a great way to enjoy the blessed earth in which we live. Please, my friends, do some gardening, but be sure the gardening that you always do is happy gardening on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.